Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 25th September. Top stories for today. The Sabah government has declared tomorrow a public holiday to enable voters to go out and exercise their rights in the 16th state election. Caretaker Chief Minister Datuk Sri Shafi Abdal in a statement today said the declaration of the public holiday was based on Section 9 of the Sabah Public Holiday Ordinance. Malaysia's King Sultan Abdullah will not be granting an audience to anyone for a week as he is under observation at a hospital. The palace official said today in response to opposition leader Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim, who seeks a meeting with him to form a new government. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin today questioned Anwar Ibrahim's claim that he has obtained majority parliamentary support to form a new government. Muhyiddin said the PKR president could not specify the number of members of parliament, MPs, who were allegedly backing him. PAS has urged UMNO to clarify the allegation that there were MPs in the party who supported PKR President Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim to form a new government. PAS Secretary Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan in a statement said the explanation from UMNO was important as the party had signed the understanding and agreement enshrined in the Muafakat National Charter. The 10 billion ringgit Malaysia Prihatin Supplementary Initiative Package, Kita Prihatin, is expected to have a positive impact on the nation's economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2020. Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz said the economic stimulus packages announced by the government, Prihatin, Prihatin SME Plus, Penjana and Kita Prihatin, worth a total of 305 billion, are expected to contribute 3.7% to 4.0% to the nation's gross domestic product this year. North Korea expressed regret today over the death of a missing South Korean, saying it shot him as part of measures to battle coronavirus, the South's national security advisor said. North Korea's United Front Department, in charge of cross-border ties, sent a letter to South Korean President Moon Jae-in's office a day after Seoul's officials said North Korean soldiers killed a South Korean before dousing his body in oil and setting it on fire. The message came as Moon faced intense political fallout over the incident, which coincided with a renewed push for policy to engage Pyongyang. The number of novel coronavirus cases in the United States topped 7 million yesterday, more than 20% of the world's total, as Midwest states reported spikes in COVID-19 infections in September. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.